Welcome back, students of Night School Horror. As shadows lengthen in the second semester, prepare for a chilling curriculum. Unearth the unknown as we delve deeper into the abyss. This semester, we elevate the darkness, where nightmares become lessons. Class is now in session. May you all survive this semester.
In one piece.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to Night School Horror. It is your favorite creep and Florida's favorite creep, Ace, back at it. And I am so excited for today. But of course, I am not alone. I am never alone here. That is the best part about Night School Horror. We have a whole ass classroom, and I'm going to take attendance real quick, get everybody situated and going. And let's see this roster do it. Oh, I'm sorry. We have... in our midst here, in our presence, the longest reigning Who You Got champion. Do I have Mr. Malave?
You're damn right you do.
Welcome, Mr. Malave.
Hey, what's going on, Sabrina? How you doing? It is the longest reigning, defending Who You Got champion, Mr. Malave. You know, you gotta see it from your soul. But I'm ready to go. I'm ready to go. Night School Horror, we're back, baby. We're back. It's my favorite class. Favorite class.
How many days has it been?
I don't know. My title reign? Oh.
Yes.
Oh, I thought you meant like since class. I don't know.
No.
Maybe a week. I don't know.
Your title, sir.
Oh, my title reign? It's 600 days, girl. 600 days.
600 even?
It's probably a little bit more. I haven't done the math this morning. You know what I mean? Right. I should have a counter. I should have a digital counter that is just like once it hits midnight again, boom, add on another day.
I thought you were having a counter. I thought you had a counter.
Well, you know what? It broke, so I have to do it, you know, mentally now.
Oh, that's not fun.
Yeah, the way, you know, a champ, you know, goes around his life, he's very busy.
Sure.
You know, the champ is very busy.
Sure.
All right. Yeah, I have to make appearances. I have to do spends. I have to go to different bars, watch football games with people, make the ambiance, you know?
Every day you wake up, just hit a tally.
I should just bink.
Yeah.
Add on. You know what? I'm going to ask Alexa to do it. Just start a counter every day.
There you go.
Starting at 600.
Yeah, it's starting at 600. And then just be like, good morning, Matthew.
You are
this
now
is your 672 day
reigning champion.
You're the reigning champion. Yeah. I'm going to do it. And then every fucking morning, it's going to just praise me. All right. Because I should be praised. As the longest reigning Who You Got champion.
Correct. That's why I have it on the roster. That's why I made a point to ask you how many days, because I don't keep track of your days. I'm sorry.
Well,
I keep track
of
too
Sabrina,
many other days.
Sabrina, you should. All right. Everyone should keep track
every
of
day
my,
I wake
of
up
my
and
reign.
I just go, another day.
You know what? It's a good day because Matt's still the champ. That's what you have to say. Thank you, God, and thank you, champ. All right. For being the longest reigning defending Who You Got champion. You should thank that. All right. It's too
I'm
much.
Not going to thank you. I feel like you should thank me for being a loser.
Well,
you're welcome.
You got your only yourself to blame.
But you know
what?
I'm not the only loser in this room. Wow. But we are proud because we could be part of the losers club. And Matt, you're not involved because you're a winner. Fuck off. Anyways,
I'd rather be a winner.
I got the movie guy, baby.
Yeah.
Mr. Tommy James.
Hello, Sabrina.
Hello.
Thank you for dropping me down to the losers level. Funny enough, because you were not here. You were not at class last week. I did give Mr. Malave your note, though. I did it at end of class, though, so I'm not fucked up there.
Thank you.
I did give in your note, and we did discuss with Pennywise, and we actually said we would be a great losers club. So we are indeed the losers club. But Mr. Malave, I'm telling you, man, those days, they're going to come to an end very soon, sir. Very excited to announce, because I think it's the only right to announce now, that Night School Horror is going to be at MegaCon in Orlando February 3rd and 4th. We will be having a panel each of those days. Very excited about that. And we'll see. Maybe Mr. Malave is going to have to put that belt on the line. We're not sure yet. But I'm very excited to be able to go to a convention. Because Matt, Mr. Malave, you know, when we go to the conventions, right? Because we've been to so many conventions. What are the ladies say when they see us? Do you remember what they say when they see us?
it's not a con unless we show up.
That's true. That's what everyone says. But the ladies, personally, when the ladies, they see Mr. Malave.
Oh, yeah.
And they see Mr. Oh, So Smooth. Do you remember what they say?
Can you remind me what they say? Because you know how to do it perfectly.
They always go, here come the players. They're so fun. They're just very excited for us because they know we're there and we're playing.
And they're coming this way.
And they're coming with that title. They're ready to play because we the players. And now with Sabrina, they're all going to say it. The ladies, the men, they're going to go, ooh, here come the players. They're all excited because they know we're there to play.
Oh, yeah. We're there to play, baby. We're going to get it popping over. And that's right, guys. Your champ is coming to Florida. All right. It's going to be fun.
Oh, it's going to be really fun.
It's going to be hella fun, guys.
This is going to be, Mr. Malave, this is what, your third time at MegaCon, right?
Yes. And the last time I was at MegaCon
is when you won.
When I got the title.
Oh, this and is like a Roman Reigns thing.
I just looked it up. It's 609 days. And counting,
609
baby.
There you go.
All right.
That's 609. What I
this is going to all be right. interesting. So we'll figure something out. We got to do something. It's MegaCon. We got two panels. You know, people are going to want to see some Night School Horror and second rounds, of course, because we the players. And we're there to play.
We the players.
We're there to play. We're going to be playing
some games. I'll bring the title just for everyone to bask in its glory.
Well, you got to bring the title if you put it on the line just in case you lose it. No,
first of all, don't you pressure me to put the damn titles on the line. I don't have to do any of that sort. I've beaten you already many times.
But you haven't beaten her.
Is she up next? Did she earn a title shot?
Technically.
It took you a long time to answer.
She is.
Why are we arguing over it now?
We'll figure that out later.
We'll figure that out.
Yeah, we will. We haven't even figured that out yet.
We the players.
Y'all are getting aggressive over nothing right now.
It's always aggressive with the title on the line, right?
But again, you still the longest reigning right now. As of right now.
I'm gonna be.
No one's
gonna touch my reign.
I do have to send you guys a photo because I did get a belt of my own in Tennessee.
Oh, nice. Oh.
For those of you that don't know, nothing but a fashion statement, though. It was very cold.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I did keep up and I did do my homework from last class, Matt.
Good.
And you had one of the best quotes I had ever heard when it comes to horror.
Uh-huh.
Are you smart enough to not be an idiot?
See, that's all you see. That's all I ask all the time. Are you smart
enough
to not
be an idiot?
The minute
you said those words, I announced it to the car. I put it down in my notes and I am saving that quote because that's money to me.
Thank you.
That is a money quote.
That's a t-shirt.
Are you smart enough to not be an idiot?
That's a t-shirt.
It's a valid question in the horror because like there's so many times you're like, oh, come on, man. I know you're in a horror movie, but don't be an idiot. All right. Are you smart enough not to be an idiot? It's just perfect.
It was perfect. It's great. I need that. I need to turn that into a shirt for, you know, haunted houses for spooky season this year.
Mm-hmm.
I need it. It's mine. I'm taking your quote.
Well, good. Just put, you know, the hyphen in Mr. Malave. All right.
Oh,
just people
absolutely.
Know that it came from my mouth. All right.
It's
because
exactly
that's all
what
I
did in my notes.
That's all I ask, all right? Just, you know, your longest reigning, who you got champion, says these amazing quotes, and you can feel free to put them on a t-shirt. Like, I want one of those t-shirts. That'd be amazing. That's my new merch.
Absolutely.
All right?
It's fantastic.
Perfect.
But
thank you.
While I was away in my travels, I saw so many great things, you guys. I saw so many creatures.
Nice.
I got to hold a baby goat, and that was probably one of the best things of my life.
Oh,
you know?
Wow.
But I happened to bring back a creature with me.
Oh, did you?
Someone
squirming.
Behind me in this box, in this very large refrigerator sized box, is a creature. And I hope you guys brought your own as instructed, because we are having show and tell today.
Okay.
But a different type of show and tell. Not just your average everyday, here's my favorite toy or here's my favorite thing. We brought our favorite cryptids. And I am so excited to talk about them today, you guys. So, do I have any volunteers that would like to go first?
Before we begin, Professor, could you please explain what a cryptid is for those that don't know what a cryptid is? Like Mr. Absolutely. Malave, because you know,
yeah,
Mr.
I want to make sure I got the right creature with.
Like, what if I might have brought in something that I probably shouldn't have, because I did bring a guitar.
I'm sorry, you brought a what?
I brought a guitar.
Yeah, but that's for songs later.
No, that was just for me to just in case if I got cryptid wrong, because I wasn't sure, so I brought two things. I brought one thing, which is currently outside, and then I brought my guitar in case what the first thing I brought was wrong, I could try to save myself.
Yeah, yeah, me too. I thought
cryptid meant something made of wood. I didn't know.
Would your cryptid outside possibly have anything to do with the fire department and that giant crane?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I had to call my uncle's construction company to help me with this one.
All right. Well, for those of you that don't know, in the English definition, a cryptid is a creature that is found in stories and that some people believe exist or say they have seen, but that has never been proven to exist. So cryptozoology is a huge thing. And I want to know how these people get credited to be cryptozoologists, because I would like to be a cryptozoologist.
Just make up a new creature every day.
Make it up shit.
I cannot find how to become one or get these credentials, but every time I watch a documentary, it'll just have the title cryptozoologist. But then again, I think of the 80s news titles that is like pizza enjoyer. And I'm like, are those along the same lengths? Because if so, I could just slap cryptozoology on my name anytime I want. But I can't, because I feel like I need some sort of certification or knowledge or degree. But I've been thinking about cryptids for, God, since 2010.
You need a life.
I would say. I do. But my life consists of many things, including horror in all fashions. And that includes horror that may not exist. We don't know. But examples would be like Bigfoot, Nessie, you know.
Oh, Nessie.
Nessie specifically.
I do love Nessie. Do you know?
I think we all know about Nessie, right? Tree Fitty.
No, she always is coming around and asking for Tree Fitty.
Yeah, yeah. But so you got to make sure you always have Tree Fitty on.
No, you got to be careful. See if you, that's the problem.
If you actually give it to her.
Don't give the Tree Fitty.
She'll just come back assuming you have more.
She's going to assume you got more. That's why Jen did it one time where this motherfucker was here. It was hidden, actually. We weren't sure. We thought it was Sky for a second, but I knew something was off. I knew something was weird because Sky's not like, you know, 8 stories tall. So I knew something was definitely off on that one. And Jen gave a dollar. And I said, Jen, you never give a dollar because now it's going to assume you have more. And it, of course, it came back. It's been bothering us this whole entire time. So again, if you do for some reason run into this to Nessie, you know, just don't give a tray for it.
Don't. Because I you know what I did? I was like, yeah, I'll pay you in installments. Now they're always coming around.
No, you can't do that either. That's even worse.
No.
That's worse.
It's the worst thing ever.
That's a weekly call.
And say Nessie owes me Tree Fitty.
Yo, for real. Maybe they'll stop coming around. Like, you know?
Tell the K. Loch Ness Monster, you owe me Tree Fitty.
Yeah. Oh, no. I'll get you next week.
I'll see you tomorrow. Yeah, okay.
I'll see you tomorrow. I know you won't. You better swim. You better retch around. Hurry up.
You better retch around. The check better be in the fucking mail. Better see that Tree Fitty.
If it's not there by Friday, I'm coming for you. I got the robot ready.
For you.
I will say, though, before we continue, that's possibly one of the greatest things that's have ever been invented in fucking South Park history.
Yes.
That was one of the funniest fucking things I've ever heard. I love that fucking... That's one of my favorite episodes, and, like, it literally turned... The Loch Ness Monster to where anytime someone talks about it, everybody goes, did you give a tree for it?
Did you give it?
I gave it a dollar.
That's
she
the thing, too.
Dollar.
Even if you don't watch South Park, you know that meme.
You know a tree for it, yeah.
You know that tree the Loch Ness Monster owes you tree fitty.
Tree fitty.
She gave
but that's
a
what
dollar.
I mean. Cryptids are put into TV shows, into movies, into... the horror culture. There are now horror films coming up with cryptids in it, so we need to talk about this, guys, and I am so excited for this show and tell. I would like us to get it started. So who wants to go first? Who wants to show me and tell me about their cryptid?
I'm so nervous. Oh my God, do you hear it? Do you hear?
I've been hearing the sirens. I've been hearing a whole bunch of shit.
I'm just curious about what you brought, Tommy, and that crane outside with the fire department.
I'm so nervous, though. Why am I so nervous?
There's 7 fire trucks spraying water on something.
I know, I'm so nervous.
Okay.
Underneath this weird tarp. Mm-hmm. Like, what is that even made
of? Okay. You convinced me. All right, I'll go. I'm so nervous, though. All right, hold on. You turn that. Okay. I had to just tell my uncle to turn the crane this way. Okay. So, I did a lot of research here. Unfortunately, I had to do a lot of diving as well. I called Jason Statham. You know, he's an expert in these. Him and James Cameron. You got two people. It's Jason Statham, James Cameron, Master of the Seas. And so my cryptid is actually the Megalodon. It's the Megalodon. Pull the curtain. Pull the tarp.
My God. How did you just casually bring a Megalodon?
Well, when you're so friends big, with you Jason Statham and James Cameron, you get a lot done. I could have brought the Titanic if I wanted to, but James Cameron
just amazing. Said to hold off.
Yes. Let me tell you a little bit about the Megalodon. Because I first off, right off the bat, I'm a huge shark fan. I love me some sharks. And as we know, my all-time favorite movie is Jaws.
I
know you
love sharks. I am currently wearing shark socks because I love sharks.
Very nice. Very nice. Very nice. I don't own shark socks, but I have a lot of shark really stuff. No, I do. I don't usually put it on my clothes, except Jaws shirts. I have Jaws shirts.
But I'll get you a pair of Jaws socks. It's okay.
Yeah, I've seen one. I actually was going to get Jaws socks before, but they were like $18. And I was like, that's ridiculous. And I'm not doing that for a pair of socks.
Yeah.
It sucks.
As you shouldn't.
Yeah, you know, that's just fucking stupid.
Tommy, the Megalodon just like opened its mouth and it could fit the whole school in its mouth.
Well, the one that you're currently looking at is actually 20.3 meters or 67 feet long. That's the biggest one ever. I found
if
it.
If he decides to jerk like fish do and smack his tail, I'm pretty sure this school is going to be demolished.
Well, that's why Jason Statham's out there, just in case you guys didn't know. He's just hidden right now. So the shark knows better when Jason Statham's around not to fuck around. But this shark, man, this shark is an old. They claim it to be extinct, but as you can see, it's right over there. We're talking that it lived probably about 23 million years ago. 3.6, if we do a little bit of the total edit all together and whatnot. So I'm going to say it was about 23 million years ago. We're talking about the dinosaur eras.
So this thing is literal dinosaur.
It technically sure is indeed a dinosaur. They say that it
makes you get a dinosaur.
I always find the dinosaurs. I love dinosaurs. But if you know people, you could find dinosaurs. In the whole point of a Megalodon is what it's pretty much. It's the biggest shark ever. You know. In the world, they have, you can go to the Museum of Natural History. They actually have the jaws. They have the teeth, which are fucking humongous. If you ever see the teeth.
They're like the size of a person's head, if not larger.
Some, yeah. And sometimes they could be the size of like a cell phone, you know, just a regular cell phone. But they're thick, you know, they're fat. So something like that. They have over 500 plus teeth in their mouth. Which is absolutely fucking crazy because when you see that right now, you look at the Megalodon, you think to yourself, if that thing bites me, that shit's going to hurt. But I don't think it would bite me. No, you're just getting like a swallow.
Like I'm staring at it right now and I'm pretty sure it would just inhale me and not even think twice.
Well,
I am but a microscopic air particle.
I'm like a pig in a blanket. For him.
Yeah.
It's like,
maybe not even.
I'm like a Tylenol.
Yeah, yeah. It's just more like it.
Right up.
I'm more like a Claritin. That it's so
a Claritin.
It's just it's a fucking amazing creature, and I've always been really interested in this creature, mainly because, like I said, I'm a huge shark fan, and I never realized that there was a prehistoric shark. Until I was watching the Discovery Channel and they started talking about this thing called a Megalodon. And I'm like, what's a Megalodon?
It's a
big Meg. And then they had, I don't know if you guys remember, it was on Discovery Channel where they had like a fake story where the Meg was spotted and whatnot. And
yes. It
had the fucking boat flip over. They had like this, they did a really good job where people were like, what the fuck is that thing?
And from there on, I started to kind of look a little more deeper into it. I was really interested to see what is this thing actually about. And I'm sitting there reading it. And I'm like, this thing probably still exists because we've never been able to really dive deep into the deep, deep waters. We don't know what's down there. We haven't explored the whole ocean like that. So then I was able to come across, What I was doing was I was starting to read. That's true. I have read books. And I was reading Jaws because I like to read books compare it to movies. And I came across a book called The Meg by Steve Alton. And I went, oh, it's a megalodon. And I wanted to read about that. So I ended up buying the book and I read. And it was a fantastic book, which then became a movie starring Jason Statham.
Chep Chelios.
Chep Chelios, he's not in the movie.
Oh, okay.
He's not in the
movie. Every time I see Jason Statham, it's Chep Chelios.
That's what Chep Chelios.
He's the same guy.
He punches in the fotch.
He punches megalodons in the fotch. Was that in the book?
Yes.
Jonas,
so what was crazy is in the book, so Jonas's character, it's not Jason Statham, okay? That's like when you compare the way the characteristics are in the book compared to Jason Statham's character in the movie, it's completely different. It doesn't make any sense. When they casted Statham, I was like, I'm okay with this because he's probably going to kick a shark. And I really wanted to see him kick a shark. And he does kick a shark. They make him kick him. Not a good kick, but he does get a good swift kick in there in the first movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then the second one, he's racing him with a jet ski.
Yes, because that's where they really Fast and Furious the shit out of that one. Mm-hmm. So
Fast and Furious Shark Edition.
Yeah, that's what they did with that one.
We're gonna need a bigger shark.
We got a bigger shark. It's out there.
Take a shark to the moon.
And we got an octopus too.
So I really the main thing when it came to, because a lot of people are afraid of sharks. You know, you've seen them. People seen the movie Jaws and they were afraid
scared
to go outside.
Fuck.
They could be very scary. They look really scary.
Depending on the shark, they could be scary.
Well, I'm leaning more towards great white because technically, like the megalodon is more close in family with the great white shark. I mean, the great white is the biggest shark besides a whale shark that most people know, but whale sharks can't harm you. You know, like they can't actually physically bite you.
They can't intentionally.
They don't have teeth, so they can't actually bite you. But they could fucking, they can hit your boat, you know, and then your boat might flip over. And then like Georgie, you might get fucking bitten by another shark.
Fucking idiot.
Yeah, but it happens. So a few things about the megalodon, you know, it was an apex predator, and the reason for that is because of their size, their speed, and of that fucking massive jaw with their powerful, powerful bites. You know, they're capable of eating many different kinds of animals in the ancient oceans, and I say the ancient because I'm talking about, you know, sperm whales. If fucking, if the Kraken was still there, which was also another cryptid, but if the Kraken was around, that thing could probably fucking eat the Kraken if it wanted to.
Crazy.
There are a lot of fan fictions about Megalodon versus Kraken.
There is, and it used to eat dinosaurs themselves. I mean, actually, in the beginning of the book of the Meg, it starts in the prehistoric days. Where it eats a Tyrannosaurus Rex. And
like the second movie starts.
Which is bullshit, because that should have been in the first movie. Because I remember when I went to the theater and saw the first one, I sat there and said, where's the fucking attack with the T-Rex? And then they put it in the second one, which was a bad move, because it's in the first book. So I felt that was just a little stupid. The thing when it comes, like I said, the shark is fucking humongous. Do we know if it still exists? Some people are claiming they still find megalodon teeth. I personally have never seen, like, I haven't been walking on the beach and going, oh, it's a megalodon tooth. Like, no. And I feel like every time you say megalodon, you have to say it like Statham. You have to just be like, it's a megalodon. So
it is very classy to say it that way.
He's got a really nice accent, and it just works because it's like manly too, the way he says it's megalodon. So, you know, this one thing, I was doing some research and it actually asked how big was the megalodon's poop. And I wanted to, that's interesting because everybody poops. So does the megalodon. And it turns out that the megalodon's poop is 5.5 inches long.
Wow.
How fucking crazy is that?
Can you imagine seeing a fish with 5.5 inches?
That's a big poop.
That's a big log.
That is indeed a huge poop.
But it is a megalodon.
It is
a
megalodon.
I'm afraid to be in the ocean knowing that that's how big their poops are.
Well, that's, I think, what's absolutely insane, because their teeth themselves, you know, like we were just talking about with their teeth and whatnot. I mean, we're saying, you know, they have big poops, right? Well, their teeth is over seven inches long, which is itself is fucking huge.
Wild. Yeah.
You know,
can you imagine finding like one of the biggest megalodon teeth and it's like a foot, just a foot long tooth?
No. Grab the other side. I want to bring it home.
When I seen, what was it? When I seen Jurassic World, when they came out with that one, and they had the Mosasaurus?
Right, right. The one in the water.
Yeah, the one in the water. At first, I thought it was a megalodon. Like, I remember watching the trailer and I was like, is that a fucking megalodon? I was like, oh, this movie's going to be fucking great. Well, it's not. It's a Mosasaurus. And that thing was massive. Well, megalodon is bigger than that.
Yeah, wild.
Which is, it's fucking insane.
It is crazy to think about, because you see the size comparison in the movie about like that creature and a person, and you think, yeah, but the megalodon's bigger.
Yes.
It's just so crazy to wrap your head around.
What I find to be even more insane, though, is the fact that nobody actually knows why it went extinct. If it's still currently in, I mean, obviously outside there is one, but they don't know when it happened and they don't know why it happened. It's not like the food source went away.
Right.
They're in the water.
That it's extinct could be completely just.
Yes.
Theorized, because there's no proof that it went extinct because of the environment or for the food source or for just evolutionary reasons. Like there's no proof that actually happened.
Yeah.
And the reason people keep saying like, oh, well, we still found a megalodon tooth that must still be out there. Right. But on the counter side of that,
we're still finding
dinosaur bones. Like still finding fossils.
Yeah.
Of course you're going to still find them. Doesn't mean they're still walking around.
Yeah. They're still out there.
That's why there's such a controversy. I love that you picked megalodon and I love that you brought a megalodon. That's exciting.
It is. It's very exciting. Mr. Milave, have you ever been to Carnegie Hall?
You've had to
be to Carnegie Hall, at least in the area. So Carnegie Hall is sixty stories.
It's a
skyscraper. It's on 57th. The megalodon is taller than that.
Jesus Christ. Yeah, well, I'm just surprised you got him up on the straps. What I want to know.
Well, my uncle does really good construction workers. If you guys ever are interested, you could just you can contact him. It's out there on the sign. See,
we'll be in touch.
It's right there. It's out there.
I have plans.
So yeah, again, I love sharks and I love megalodons, and I found one, and Jason Statham's out there as well. So yeah, that's my show and tell. I brought a megalodon.
Are you gonna keep it?
Yeah, unfortunately, I don't have a 4,000 Olympic size swimming pool. So I'm going to put it back in the ocean.
You would need a pretty big tank.
Yeah, you should.
I'm putting it back in the ocean. I'm just going to hope it doesn't come up and start killing everyone.
No, you know, you should at least get Discovery Channel to tag it so we can monitor.
Yeah, fuck that. Sure. They lied.
And I can avoid it.
They lied. They lied to us. They put a fake story out there. There's one right there and they put a fake one out there. So
who says it's a fake story?
They did.
Well, they lied to me once before. What makes you think they won't lie again?
The world is full of lies.
They lied. They're assholes. The people that quote unquote died on the boat appeared and said, yeah, no, that was filmed. It's fake.
Rude.
They're assholes.
Based on true events. Let's slap that title on there.
Yep.
Based on it.
The Megalodon movie is a better fucking documentary than what they did, because at least we saw it.
Yeah. Yeah. And he just like swallowed people.
A lot of Chinese people. Because he went to, it was in Hong Kong and in Asia.
Oh, boy. All right. Well, moving on from the megalodon. Such exciting stuff, Tommy. I truly appreciate you bringing that giant treat in for us. My goodness.
I don't even want to go anymore.
Goodbye, Statham. We'll see you next time.
I thought he was going to hang out.
Now he's doing bees.
I want him to sign my Fast and Furious t-shirt.
He has to bring the megalodon back.
And then he's got to go work on some bees. I think he's a beekeeper now or something.
Yeah, he's a beekeeper now or some shit like that. Yeah.
The bees.
He loves the animals, man. He does.
He does love the animals.
He does so much animal work. So what? happy for him.
I am so excited to hear what exciting creature you have brought for us, Matt.
Ooh, okay. So it's my turn. It's my turn, right? So, all right. Bye, Meg. See you.
Everyone say goodbye to the Meg.
Because if I see you again, I'm probably going to die in like 2 seconds. Peace. All right. So this one's cool, right? Because you know, a lot of people claim that they see it, but then a lot of people like say that it's not even true. But me being of Puerto Rican descent, right? I've heard lores about this.
Shout out.
And I've definitely been scared sometimes when I'm in Puerto Rico and I hear stuff and then I don't hear stuff because I am talking about none other than, look at this, guys, ready? I can't open the box so quickly because then it'll get frightened, right?
Just nice and slow. If you need me to, I'll dim the lights.
All right. Yeah, yeah. Please dim the lights. Let me dim the lights. Yes. Okay. Yes.
Don't get sleepy.
So I brought today to show and tell a chupacabra.
Ah!
Oh! Little chupi.
Look. So he has red eyes.
I don't like
right?
it.
And then the fangs. You see they're like glistening fangs.
I don't like it.
Yeah, yeah. So like chupacabra means goat sucker in Spanish.
I'm gonna go sit in my seat, okay? I'm not gonna be this.
Yeah, yeah, please go sit in the seat because don't go slowly.
Don't move too fast.
Sorry.
Because if you move too fast, you're gonna think it's prey and it's gonna wanna kill you.
Oh, okay.
So chupacabra means goat sucker in Spanish. Did you know this?
Yes, I did.
You did, huh?
I
knew you knew Spanish.
I took 2 years of Spanish.
I shouldn't have mentioned what I did in Tennessee.
Took 2 years of Spanish. That was the first thing they taught us.
Nice, nice. The creature acts more like a vampire. I like vampires. Do you like vampires?
Dude, yes, vampires are awesome.
Vampires are awesome, but this is like a vampire animal, right? It kills like smaller animals by like sucking out all their blood, just like a vampire.
Nice.
You know, and it started this whole thing, the sighting. They said the first alleged chupacabra sighting came from farmers in Puerto Rico in the late 80s to 90s. So, you know, back when we were still youngins, you know. So they just like got them on farms and they just like started like goats started dying just like out of nowhere, drained of their blood.
Mm-hmm.
It was little old chupi.
Chup-chup.
Chupi has done that. Yep.
Low chup-chup.
It can walk on its hind legs and it can walk on its all fours. They said they've seen them in both. I haven't seen him walk yet. All he's done is been chilling in the corner right over here, which I almost like it better because like I don't want him to walk around. You know,
I feel like it's safer that way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. 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 You know,
predictable. Stay where I can see you.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you see like its skin though? It's like lizard type skin.
I'm just going to come around here and just admire this because way the texture of the skin looks, it's almost reptilian, but it's a mammal, so to speak.
It's almost like a dog. It's almost like a dog.
Yeah. It's like, I think if I'm correct, the earlier sightings of the chupacabra back in Mexico and Puerto Rico, it was supposed to be a dog with mange, is what they were trying to chalk it up to.
Yeah, yeah, like a just a rabid dog, just like going around going crazy.
Yeah.
But then they couldn't
smells
figure out why it was draining the blood of animals if it was just a dog.
Yeah, it makes no sense. And then they have like sharp spiny things coming out, like it's like almost mutated dog.
It's like a hedgehog.
Yeah. Kind of.
Almost, yeah, yeah. Then, like, some people saying that, like, when it's on its hind legs, it bounces around like a kangaroo.
Hmm.
So interesting.
That's stupid.
It was so interesting that they made movies about the chupacabra.
They did.
I'm not sure if anyone has seen it.
I have not seen
it. Have you seen a chupacabra movie?
No.
Mm-mm.
Me neither.
I've seen a short story about it, but.
Was it good?
I mean, it was written, so yeah.
Not everything written is good there, Sabrina.
No, but in compared to like short films of creatures that lack the build-up, yes. But
that's true.
This operated on the assumption that everybody knew about the chupacabra, and it went into detail about the manhunt that they went to lengths of in Puerto Rico.
Yeah, you could tell everyone in Puerto Rico was just bored as fuck, and they were just like, we gotta find this chupacabra!
They went on a huge manhunt for this chupacabra. And found like this dog with mange. They shot it and sent the remains off for testing to see like what it was, but then the remains somehow disintegrated. So they couldn't figure out what the fuck it was.
So that was basically like, so guys, that was a dog. It was just emaciated. And then it's just like, everyone's like, oh, so what happened to the chupacabra? What did they say in the test? Nope, it just disappeared. What do you mean it disappeared? It just disappeared.
There's a whole conspiracy around it saying that it might have been extraterrestrial and nobody wanted to actually deal with it. So they disintegrated the remains by not preserving it as well as they should have and just told the people, nope, it's gone. Mystery. Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Something happened in Puerto Rico back then.
Something happened back then. I want to know what it is.
There was some alien life, and I believe it. And it was a chupacabra. So we have one here. I went to Puerto Rico. I went to my mother-in-law's house, and she said that there was something glowing in the box. So I just went over there, took it, and I knew we were going to do show and tell. I had to bring the chupacabra.
It's pretty fair to bring that for show and tell.
You know what I mean? You know, I mean, just look like at again,
you're never going to see something like this
again. Just don't move fast.
No.
All right. Because if we learned anything from the clips that we're seeing from the Chupacabra Terra back in 2005, they go fast. Yeah. They'll get you. You know, there's a new one called Chupa. I think I might call this one Chupa. It's a nice little kid name. Yeah, little kid. Like, you can't be scared of something called Chupa. I think I might. Gotta be honest.
I think you should call him Chip Chelios.
Chupa Chelios.
Chupa Chelios.
Wait, where's Jason Statham? I want him to pet him. I want him to take a picture next to Chupa.
He just left. I told you, he's got to go. So he's got to bring the Megalodon back.
Him? Yeah, can you radio him? He loves the animal.
Call your uncle.
He loves animal work. Call him. Call your uncle.
I'm on the fucking phone.
Hurry up. Chupa's getting antsy.
Well, if he's getting antsy, I'll turn the lights off.
It's too late.
Please, I told you to turn the lights off.
I dimmed them, but like, if he's getting antsy, I'll just turn them off because I don't need him running around.
You don't need him to pounce, all right? You don't want him to pounce. Believe it or not, this movie Chupa is on Netflix right now.
Oh.
Okay. Now I'm curious.
It got a 68 in Rotten Tomatoes.
Get the fuck out of here.
A 68 Rotten Tomatoes.
Wait, what's it called again? 5.5
on Chupa.
Chupa.
Loading it up right now. Hold on.
2003, right?
Chupa. Yeah.
It is. Which is,
I see a dog.
It does got a 68, stuff. That's for sure.
Let's just make sure it's not like not yet. Imagine it's Chupa and it's just about like a cute dog.
It's an adventure. Christian Slater's in it.
A misunderstood dog.
Wait, Christian Slater's in this movie?
Wow. Oh, look, it's in Mexico. See, I don't like this movie already. Fuck that. It should have been Puerto Rico.
Christian Slater is in this movie. Oh, boy. But it looks like it's supposed to be like a family-friendly movie. It is. It's a family adventure film.
To find the chupacabra.
No, they find the chupacabra.
This is not a horror film.
It's not a horror film.
What? What?
This is like E.T., except it's a chupacabra. It's E.T. See with that a little chupa?
You're not always bad.
See, not always bad. It's not always bad.
That's it looks so like cute. Nice. I like its little face.
It is a cute little chupa. See, Chupa, why don't you look like that?
Aw.
Okay.
So they're just misunderstood dogs.
Why does it have wings?
Yeah, he's just
misunderstood. It's like a little. Dog.
It's like kind of like if they made Gizmo with wings.
This makes no sense.
Gizmo has wings.
Apparently, there's chupacabras with wings.
Well, my Gizmo has wings.
Yeah, this is definitely not a horror movie. That's for sure.
No.
It's so cute. I can't get over it.
I don't even want to watch it anymore.
No, that's not.
I don't want to watch it. I just want the poster.
I'm gonna go watch the 2005 one.
It's almost like you guys remember like, what was it, Worldwide News or something, and it had Bat Boy.
Oh yeah.
Mm.
I'm imagining that, but Patch like Boy. With a little chupa.
All right, I'm gonna watch the trailer too. Oh, Giancarlo Esposito is in the Chupacabra Dark Seas.
What?
Very nice. That's worth every penny.
2005. Chupacabra. Chupacabra Terror.
Chupacabra
Dark Seas. Oh my God, there's a few movies.
He's Dr. Pena.
I love everything about this.
What the fuck is Giancarlo Esposito doing in these movies?
Of a chupacabra was like as early as 1995.
Who the fuck paid Giancarlo
this much? In 2005, he's like, no, we gotta get on this story.
Yeah, we gotta get on it right now. Cash grab right now. It made so much money in the Caribbean.
He should be just mad at himself for this.
Jesus Christ.
I would love to meet him just to ask him now. Be like, so you did that? You're in that movie?
Just like, in the movie Chupacabra Terror, right?
The fucking guy that played...
I want to meet him just to ask him questions.
The guy that played Gimli in fucking Lord of the Rings is the main fucking guy.
Oh my God.
Captain Randolph.
Yeah, he's the captain.
Yeah, he's the captain.
Jesus. This guy,
honestly, it's got an all-star cast. If you really kind of look at it.
Wow. If you think about where they are now... See that, God. Chupa? You're so famous.
Wow.
All right, easy. Easy.
Oh, this the director did Jersey Shore Shark Attack. Must watch.
Oh, wow. That's
must that watch. One. Joey Fatone's in it, so that's a must watch.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Wow, there's a girl kicking ass in this movie. Oh, look, the chupacabra glows green goo.
Yes.
It looks wow.
Well, if you ever wanted to play what was Giancarlo Esposito in, that's a movie to watch. And the guy that played Gimli.
That was not on my bingo card, but you know, I'll take it.
Yeah, I didn't think I was going to learn that.
I'm instantly intrigued. I am going to watch all these movies with Chupa tonight. That's what I'm going to do.
There you go.
That is what I'm going to do. Yeah, I'm just like, see that, buddy? See that? You're famous. Was that your uncle?
Aww.
Was that your uncle?
I'm pretty sure it was.
Yes.
I like that he's really chill right now.
Yeah, he is very chill. Oh my God, Chupa, you were in the Alamo? Wow.
So was Pee Wee Herman.
Chupacabra versus the Alamo. How about that one?
It's in the basement. The Alamo. Alamo.
The Alamo.
Yeah, where's the basement? The what? Yeah, the basement. Could we see the basement? There's no basement in the Alamo.
You know, why not?
It's already down.
They would have been able to hide better.
That is true.
In the basement of the Alamo. With Chupa.
Yep. With Chupa. And the blood of the Chupacabras.
And the Alamo.
If you're hiding in a basement with Chupa, would you become dinner? Or would you?
Which movie? The first one with Christian Slater?
Yes.
I feel that's an E.T. That is an E.T. moment right there. Yeah. We are going to be best buds.
Yeah,
the one with Giancarlo Esposito, though, might not be the greatest time.
No. Looks that more one, like you're the creature from the Black Lagoon. I have a question. Like, if they're going to drain your blood, dude, is it like vampire rules? Like, if they drain half of it,
you become a chupacabra.
Yeah, you become a chupa.
I don't think there's been any reported, like, half drained animals. I feel like they're all
that would be fucking
in
awesome.
It to win it.
That's true.
Like, what if it drains half of the megalodon?
Chupa.
Yeah. Ooh.
Like a
yeah.
Like
yeah.
Because it goes off the livestock. Like goats
a chupacabra. Too much.
I hate it. That's another t-shirt.
There was my guy.
That's another fucking t-shirt Chupa. Right there.
I'm gonna leave Chupa right. That's in the enough class for everyone to hang out.
Well, thank you so much for bringing in little Chupy,
little baby Chupy, little Chupa,
little Chup Chup.
I'm curious Chupa as to why he doesn't look like the one from Netflix, but you know it's fine. He's still cute.
Yeah, I mean,
it looks like fucking Toothless and the fucking dragon from fucking Neverending Story had a baby.
Yes.
I'm pretty
mixed
sure
with
that's
like a Jim Henson puppet. Like,
why is it glowing blue?
I don't know, but the eyes are red. It's crazy.
Not the one in the Netflix movie.
Maybe Chupa's a baby right now and it still needs to grow into its wings. I don't know.
Sure. Maybe.
That could be it, but I feel like that's going into like, you know how Pooh Bear was cute until Winnie the Pooh Blood and Honey came out, and now he's supposed to be menacing and terrifying. I feel like it's that if you go from the Netflix adaptation to the adaptation you're talking about of him getting older and growing into his wings.
That is mm-hmm. that is very true. Mm-hmm. It's no longer rabid dog. It's a cute little puppy mm-hmm. with wings.
Yes, little winged puppy.
All right. Well, I'm going to leave my ugly Chupa right in the class.
Stay over there.
I feel like you angered him. He's got a little test.
All right, I'm sorry. Someone give him like one of the mice from the lunchroom. He'll hold him over.
We have mice in the lunchroom.
Duh.
Oh, ooh. Sorry, I forgot to tell you they were exterminating all weekend.
I haven't been in the lunchroom like this whole time.
I've seen them.
Rat burgers.
Yeah, well,
that's why I don't eat. That's why I only come for night school. I don't go to.
Door go better.
Yeah, well, Chupa got excited when we were walking through the quad into the gymnasium, and he got excited when we passed by the lunchroom. I tell you that much.
We're gonna go streaking.
Right,
go to the quad into the gymnasium.
Oh, well, this box behind me is fluttering and getting very testy. I am going to have to turn off the lights for this one because he may get very attracted to the lights.
All right, good. Just make sure the red eyes don't glow because then we're fucked.
The red eyes are fine. It's a red light, but I will ask you guys to dim the lights on your cell phones when I lift this box. Just to prevent any more further issues. Here we go. I have brought for you guys back in my travels from Tennessee. I decided to make a detour, reroute myself a little bit, and go to West Virginia. And I picked up my friend Mothman.
Ooh.
Oh, like the here superhero.
No.
Oh.
Yes, but no. So Mothman originally is supposed to be a bad omen. So when you see him, he's supposed to symbolize that something bad is about to happen. So some people will say that is a very courageous and superhero thing to do to warn people of forbidding doom. However, a lot of people call him a menace, saying that he is bringing terrible things to whatever area he's in. But that's only if you see him personally, not, you know,
Is it hard for you to spot us? Like, is it hard for us to spot him? Well, like in the wild?
Not necessarily. He does have the glowing red eyes as well. He is completely black and fuzzy, kind of like a giant moth. And what the Point Pleasant Register dated back in 1966 said, it was a man-sized bird, creature, or something.
Jesus.
Or something.
or something. And it's 1966, so whatever you want to take from that. But he originates in West Virginian folklore, and he's a humanoid creature reportedly seen in the Point Pleasant area. Again, back in 1966, he was spotted multiple times, and it was a couple that first saw him on a bridge. They soon picked up the reports and helped spread the story across the United States, kind of like an urban legend. But it also says that he originated from sightings of out-of-migration sandhill cranes or herons. So he mm-hmm. might just be in certain areas if he's out of migration. But, you know, I like to think that he is just a sign for something bad's about to happen and to prepare yourself.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I know.
Not necessarily a monster.
I think everyone who came up with all these shits, they're just probably really high on like LSD.
It was the 60s, so.
Yeah. Yeah. They're just like, bro, did you see Mothman yesterday?
Yeah, I'm so high, man. I saw Mothman.
You never seen Mothman.
Mothman.
It's just some guy dressed as Batman, but like in the worst Batman costume you've ever seen.
That's what Mothman is.
A discounted Batman. They like found that back in the 60s.
Got that shit on Etsy.
My mom couldn't afford it. God.
She made me Mothman instead.
I was going to be Batman, but I couldn't be Robin, so she made me Mothman.
So my mom didn't want to buy me the concert costume because she just made this and instead of black, she made it like dark brown. But she said it was close, like in the dark, because you're the Dark Knight. Like it looks black, but it still looks brown.
Yeah, exactly.
So I'm Mothman now. Yeah.
Fucking Mothman. Got M on my chest.
I'm fucking Mothman. Everyone started laughing. So now I just hide in the trees and fucking scare everyone.
So just as your guys is, cryptids, this one specifically was also made into a film adaptation.
Great.
And it started from a book from 1975 after this took hold of the United States, the rest of the US, called The Mothman Prophecies.
Oh God.
And in 2002 they made a film.
There it is.
Jesus.
Starring Richard Gere.
Richard
and Deborah Messing and Will Patton. Well, this got a pretty good cast too. Will Patton.
So they actually hold festivals for Mothman, too. Back in 2002, they started the annual Mothman Festivals. They actually have a statue dedicated to him in Point Pleasant, Virginia.
Wow.
You know, I've seen, I didn't see this movie, but I've seen the commercials and stuff for this movie. And yeah, I'm glad I didn't watch it. I'm glad. What happened in 2002? Like, there was just like a bunch of like, dope ass actors just took a pay cut and just like, yeah, let's just make fucked up movies.
I mean, what movies came out in 2002 that you were like, yeah, we gotta jump on that first versus like, there's nothing happening right now. I guess I'll make a paycheck.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know.
It's 2002. A lot happened in 2001. So
yeah, that's true.
Austin Powers Goldmember came out in 2002.
But that's very specific.
Eight-legged like, freaks, ghost ship, cabin fever.
I actually love eight-legged freaks.
Is that like a cryptoid too?
Giant spiders? Yeah.
Giant spiders.
Yeah. There are certain giant spiders.
The Master of Disguise came out.
Ooh, I want to be a master of disguise.
I would say 2002 was a rough year for movies. The only ones that are good is Catch Me If You Can, Gangs of New York.
Oh, that was the Leo double feature year.
Yeah, which is pretty rare. The Ring came out in 02. Spider-Man came out in 02.
Oh, the 28 Days Later came out in 02.
Scooby-Dooby-Doo came out in 2002.
Wow. Insomnia came out.
Oh, The Transporter came out, Jason Statham.
The Hot Chick came out in 2002.
Jason Statham was hitting his stride at that moment.
Queen of the Damned came out in 2002.
So there were some good movies. They just decided, you know, not everyone could be in them. So they're just making a paycheck however they could.
Not the Mothman.
Then again, I mean, Richard Gere.
Mothman Prophecies was in it.
Richard Gere and Deborah Messing and Will Patton at that point, they kind of weren't really doing shit in general. So
That's true.
It did get a 52% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Oh,
wow.
It's deemed a horror mystery.
Might be worth a watch.
Maybe.
Actually kind of excited.
I'll spark notes it. Can we do that?
And you know, I did.
I'll
see
put that. It on my letterbox.
Is there another one in 2022?
Oh my God!
It just says Mothman 2022.
Does it
have? Okay. I have no idea where this movie is because it's just showing on YouTube for the full length, and I'm like, if this is a YouTube movie, I 100% am going to watch it.
Oh yeah, you're right.
Because they're always like the found footage, kind of like urban legend type things.
Well, let me go on IMDb, Mothman, see if there is a trailer. It's an Indy Rights movie.
Return of the Mothman.
Ah, okay. It's a Joshua Brucker film.
Attack of the Mothman.
Bum, bum, bum. Horror Dad's production.
here's a movie you should try to watch. Bigfoot, Mothman, and the Chupacabra.
Ooh.
Is this a crossover episode?
Then at the end, a megalodon just eats them all. And was just like, I win, bitch.
You know what? Perfect movie. No notes.
The Mothman of Point Pleasant, 2017.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, my God. I think you were right. It's almost like a found footage movie.
Yes.
Yeah.
If they're on YouTube, it's always like a found footage movie, and they're always terrible.
You know what I was reading? This actually, funny enough, I was reading that Letterboxd is going to start putting TV series on here now.
What?
Excited about that.
Look at you. You're going to have like a thousand watched.
Aren't you excited?
Yeah. Yeah, I can't wait.
I just found out that the Mothman Festival is held on the third weekend of every September.
There's a festival?
Yeah.
Do people dress up like moths?
They do. They dress up like Mothman.
They dress up like Mothman.
We should bring some Ferrero Rocher.
Like types of moths. Like, have you heard of the, God, what is it? It's like a pink and yellow, like super frilly moth. It's very pretty to look at.
They should have the mutated moth from Resident Evil.
Do you think there's any way of stopping it? Like, all right, so we established that Krampus loves Ferrero Rocher. What about Mothman?
Fire.
A light.
Fire, really?
Just kill
it. Literally, just turn on a light and walk away.
That's a good point. So
he'll be more invested in the light. So, that's why I had you dim your cell phone lights. If not, he would be right up on you.
So what if we had like a flashlight?
Yeah,
like
sure.
A big flashlight.
Like a fleshlight. Do you think he would like flashlights?
I don't know if he likes fleshlights, but...
I mean, people try to sexualize Mothman, but Mothman is very chill.
Just saying.
Yeah, stay off of Reddit. Don't type Mothman in Reddit.
Hey, listen, there are people that dress up like babies and do weird things. There are people that dress up like, what are they, the furries?
Listen, we don't kink shame here at Night School Horror, but if you do approach us in those costumes, we are leaving.
If you approach us dressed as Mothman looking for a good time, well, you're on the wrong show. Because
you can approach me as Mothman, but not Mothman.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Not Mothman.
I'm going to say Chupa Getem.
I'm going to be like, Mothman.
Try us.
Oh, you're Mothman. Yeah.
You just turned Mothman into Mr. Slave.
Yeah, exactly. Jesus like, Chupa, get him. Oh, yeah, Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ. He needs about tree fitty.
Oh, my God. Tree fitty.
I got tree fitty right here. No, it's not a threesome. We don't need Nessie here.
Come knocking on the door.
Hey, you got my tree fitty.
You got my tree fitty. I can make up for it.
Maybe that's how you defeat Nessie. You just stick Mothman on her.
Ooh.
Okay, well, Mothman better have tree fitty then.
He better have it.
Better have
he might have
fitted.
More than that.
What if
shiny?
What if it was
like a crow?
What if it was Nessie disguised as Mothman trying to get her tree fitting?
What if it? I'll do you one better. What if it's Bigfoot disguised as Mothman, disguised as Nessie,
trying to get tree fitting?
Trying to get tree fitting.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Yeah. I like that.
I'll tell you one thing. Chupa's not gonna like that. Just gonna bite him off. He's like, I don't give a fuck who it is. I'm biting him
and take the tree fitting for himself.
And I'm taking this tree fitter.
And go meet Giancarlo Esposito in a movie.
That's it.
And Christian Slater.
Christian Slater.
On Netflix.
I got to go see my cousin. He's with Christian Slater.
He's with Christian Slater on Netflix right now. You should go check it out. It's got 68% on Rotten Tomatoes. What?
I got to share this tree fitter for him.
Motherfucker looks like Toothless from How to Train Your Dragon.
Motherfucker looks like Frodo.
So, Matt, if I turn this light back on, is Chupi going to be okay?
Yeah, is his eyes glowing right now?
Kind of.
Glowing red. Yeah, so tread lightly, all right?
Well, I'm gonna
just
put
don't
Mothman,
be no punk bitch.
I'm gonna put the box you. Back over Mothman so I can turn this light on. He doesn't freak the fuck out.
Yeah, because so he's getting pretty angry.
Back in the box he goes. And lights, there we go. All right, we can see.
Whoa.
Everyone can
see. There goes the eyes.
Woo. Stings the pupils.
It's very dark outside. That's why. I would need them, but I am really excited that we started the cryptic series, just because there are so many more that we can cover. It opens up so many more avenues for it later, but is there anything you guys want to say, last parting words for your cryptids? Because I do feel like we should release them back into the wild so they can continue their mayhem and madness, as much as you want to keep Chupi.
But like he's starting to grow on me, guys. I gotta be honest with you. But
I understand.
He can come Slater back and visit you, but he does need to be in the wild.
He's also sure. Really excited about meeting Chip Chilios because he's
Chupa Chilios.
Chupa Chilios.
He said he's gonna make it his life mission to go find him.
I mean, I think you'll be okay. Listen, if ET can return to see Elliot for the holidays, I think you'll be all right.
Yeah.
In a Verizon commercial.
I think so.
Just around Christmas, leave a little treat out for Chupi. Leave a goat out.
I'll leave a goat
out and a Ferrero Rocher. Goat out and Ferrero Rocher, you said.
Goats and then protect yourself with Ferrero Rocher.
Well, we all know we have to.
Yeah, you definitely have to. Well, I mean, the Megs, it's already gone. Statham had to get back to his beekeeping. So it was pretty cool, though. I like it. I do love me some Megalodons, and I do love me some shock. So, shock.
Show and tell with fun.
Shock and water.
Well, I hope we can do it again sometime with other creatures. But I'm releasing Mothman into the wild so he can go back to Point Pleasant and enjoy the festivals and it
Gotta be
scares some more
careful.
locals.
He might be the wrong Mothman. He might be like, "Hey, I'm Mothman.
How you doing?
How you doing, Mothman? Got a flashlight?
How you doing?"
Well, if you're talking about the one I brought, he's already gone.
Because he's looking.
I opened a window.
He's searching right now. He's looking around. Where are you from? Point Pleasant? Well, I'm Pleasant Tree.
Sir, this isn't It Follows. He's not trying to fuck everybody.
That's a good fucking movie.
I haven't seen it yet, but it's on the queue.
What the fuck? You're supposed to watch it.
I'm gonna put it on, but then it shit started hitting the fan like in the first 2 minutes, and I was just like, oh, I gotta pay attention to this for real.
What the fuck? You were just gonna put it on in the background? We had a whole episode discussing it. He's like, yeah, I realized that it was actually something I had to pay attention to. Yeah.
That's
the point of me saying, hey, watch the movie. Yeah, no, I had it in the background.
Oh, shit, she's contorted on the beach.
Yeah,
I gotta pause this.
That shit's fucking crazy. He's like, I gotta go back and watch it. It's been 3 minutes.
Yeah, no.
You missed 3 minutes in a movie? It's the beginning.
It deserves my actual eyes.
It does.
On
it deserves it. That movie definitely deserves attention. It's,
you know what it is. I was still really, really sour from Night Swim. So I thought, you know, maybe I don't really have to.
I'm still waiting for a good copy of that fucking thing.
Nah, you don't need it. It's water. You know, fuck it.
It's water.
It's a fucking pool. It's a scary pool.
Nah, you need a good copy because it's
we're definitely gonna do an episode on it though. We have to because I hear horrible things and it's a scary pool. So who doesn't want to talk about a scary pool?
Yes,
it's a scary pool, haunted pool. Ooh.
I feel like we'll touch more on Night Swim during an actual episode.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Which needs to happen soon. But
if I get a good copy, I gotta get a copy.
Absolutely.
I'm not going to the theater to pay for that. It's not happening.
Don't even play Tree Fitty.
No, I wouldn't even pay Tree Fitty. I'd rather give Loch Ness Monster Tree Fitty to go see the movie before me. Tell me what happens.
You know what? What else would you rather like? What, like, it's like, all right, would you rather like go to the movies and see Night Swim or give the Loch Ness Monster Tree Fitty?
Absolutely Tree Fitty.
100%. That's not even a question. I mean,
absolutely. You know? 1000%. I'm going to give it Tree Fitty.
Yeah. Well,
I'm very excited that all these creatures came to visit today, and I'm glad that you guys were able to bring your favorites and talk about them, and we will revisit them on another day, and I hope Chupi comes back to visit you for the holidays, Matt, no matter which holiday that may be.
Thanks.
But we are going to wrap up this class just because I know everybody has a lot to do tonight. Have to prep for tomorrow. We have to prep for MegaCon, you guys. I'm so excited that we're going to be going to MegaCon.
Yes, that's going to be really exciting to be able to get out there. And we're going to be doing some cool stuff, you know, with MegaCon that we're not sure. We haven't discussed, obviously, if we're going to be doing the challenge, which we'll figure it out. But opportunity for people to get some merch.
Oh, yeah.
Opportunity for people to meet all three of us in the same room.
That too.
Is true. And opportunity to get your photo op with the champ.
Please tell me you're bringing the belt.
I just said it earlier in the class. Bringing the belt.
Oh, beautiful.
Might have to check it though. But they know the champ, so they're probably going to let me rock with it.
Yeah, they're going to be like, ah, this guy right here. This guy right here.
Oh, look, it's the longest reigning Who You Got champion.
How long
has it been? 609 days.
We gotta get the people to go and, you know, if they do whatever we do, say if we do the challenge, they do the challenge. They need to start. They have to enroll because that's our whole point here is to obviously enroll at Night School Horror. But if
that's
you
great.
Go,
we're going to be at MegaCon enrolling people.
We're going to be enrolling people.
If you haven't enrolled yet and you haven't fucking like hit that notifications and everything to know when class starts, then we'll be there in MegaCon enrolling people there. And you'll get some complete paperwork pushed through and you'll become a part of Night School Horror real quick. So come find us.
We do have a special treat for people that already have enrolled.
That's true. That's true.
Feel a little closer to us.
If you enroll.
Like they're really part of the class.
Yeah. They're going to get a student badge.
No, yeah.
Student badges.
We're going to give out student badges.
That unlocks the classrooms.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
That's the only way we get in here.
And the cafeteria that apparently is full of rats.
We have rats in the cafeteria.
I mean, you're fine as long as you just drink the water.
Rat milk.
Or S. Mothman, ooh, where it is. Christian Slater. Where's Christian Slater when you need him?
Where's Christian Slater? He's never around when
Christian Slater.
Who the fuck is Christian Slater?
Fucking no, Chupacelios, man. That's what we need.
Jason Statham's fighting sharks right now. And bees. He's a beekeeper.
That's it.
Anyways, you guys have a good time. Keep everyone else informed for MegaCon. I will be posting updates as well on any of my socials. I'm sure we'll keep them up to date on the Night School Horror socials. Mm-hmm. Make sure to enroll. Make sure to come say hi to us at MegaCon. Even if you don't stay for the panels, at least come say hi. Enroll with us. Enjoy the fun. And stay out of the lakes, because Nessie will try to take your tree fitty.
She don't want tree fitty. But remember, she also disguises, you know, puts on the disguise and whatnot.
100%.
That's the main
thing. You'll
never
see her coming.
It's like, hey, you take that off. I know who you are. I just want my tree fitty.
Get out of here.
Hold on.
Lock this monster.
Hold on a second. Someone's at the door.
Yeah, I'll get it.
Can you hear me? Am I in the right room?
Yeah. I mean, this is Night School Horror, sir.
This was absurd logic. Wait, Night School Horror? Like,
down the hall.
You hear that? Oh, yeah. I don't want no part to this. Yeah, I'll see you later. Oh,
First day?
Yeah. Must be first.
Well, I've been here before, but I thought they changed. On the registrar that they changed rooms, but no, clearly
we're almost done. We were talking about
the same. No. I don't belong here. Bye. Nope.
Bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was all Mr. Right. A-Town Ryan from Second Rounds and Absurd Logic, which is the other
we have a lot of rooms
that we're
going
doing
on
here.
Today.
Yeah, there's like, a lot
here. This is a not remote day. Everyone's here. That was fun. He was here. I wanted
guest
to sit
appearance.
Down.
Guest
appearance. That was cool.
We should try to get him in.
Start talking
class.
About some gore and shit. Maybe he'll.
We should try to get him in on a stomach. I don't know. At least once. I mean,
you talk about
maybe
a tree
maybe
fitty.
For a pop quiz. Test his knowledge.
As long as he has tree fitty, I'll let him in.
I do love the pop quizzes.
What do you mean?
What do you mean? What do I mean?
Wait.
What do you want?
What did you say?
Are you the Loch Ness monster?
I mean, as long as
God damn it, monster! I ain't giving you no tree fitty. God damn that monster!
I pulled you.